So what I just read is an advertisement. I'm not promoting this or not promoting it. But what I just read is an advertisement for a company that sells what they call the Thrive Experience. The Thrive Experience is supposed to give you energy. It's supposed to make you feel more energy, look good, and feel like you never have before. Well, today I've got good news. I have experienced another Thrive. Woo! Come on, somebody. I have experienced another Thrive Experience that I did not have to pay a dime for. The price has already been paid. Amen. And if you'll take it, receive it, and accept it, it will make you feel like you've never felt before. It will do superabundantly more than you could ever think, ask, or imagine. And it's all found in this book called the Bible. In the pages of this Bible, you can experience the Thrive Experience. And it lasts longer than 8 weeks. Woo! How many is ready to get in on this Thrive Experience? So after all, life isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. But because of the difficulty of the seasons of our life, we get in that mode. Just make it another day. I survived today. Hallelujah. Tomorrow's another day. Survive another tomorrow. It's like the song we last week, this is how I fight my battles. I got to get out of that fight mode. The war's been won. This is how I win my battles. Why? Because he is surrounding me. And I know if he's surrounding me, nothing shall by any means prosper itself against me. Amen. So after all, life isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Amen. Surviving means to continue to live or exist. And it amazes me so many people is not getting into the Word to find out how to thrive in life. They're just taking what's preached behind the pulpit. And we'll find in any minute that it's more than just what you hear on Sunday morning. Amen. I'm getting way ahead of myself here. Let's back up. Surviving means to continue to live or exist. It's like we learned Wednesday night in class. You know, once you're saved, you're saved. You can't unsave yourself. You've been made an overcomer. We're not trying to overcome. You've been made an overcomer. Amen. And you can die and go to heaven, sick, broke, disgusted, miserable. But as I've said so many times before, we need some help along the way. Amen. We need to be more than just surviving. We need to be thriving. Amen. And so while thrive can be defined, and I love this, while thrive can be defined as to grow or develop well, to prosper or to flourish. We're walking in the overflow, church. Amen. We're called to be prosperous in the kingdom of God while we're here on this earth. Because when we get to heaven, we're going to have it all. The word's going to be fulfilled. But we need some prosperity. We need some health and wealth while we're here on this earth to spread the gospel. Amen. You can survive just by living, existing, but not thriving or growing or prospering or flourishing in the things of the kingdom. So today I want to introduce you to the Thrive Experience that will cause you to go from just surviving life, having a life attitude of just surviving, to a thriving attitude of life. Amen. So the first step in experiencing to begin to live this thriving life is accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. And I'm assuming everybody here is saved. If you're not, come on up. We'll take care of that right now. Amen. Looks like everybody's saved. You've accepted Jesus Christ. Amen. So you already took that first step. That first step into a thriving life. John 1, 12 and 13 says, as many as he did receive and welcome him, he gave the right, the authority, the privilege to become children of God. That is, those who believe in him, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name, who were born not of blood, natural conception, nor of the will of the flesh, physical impulse, nor of the will of man, that of a natural father, but of God, that is divine and a supernatural birth. They were born of God. Spiritually, this is what you were. You're spiritually transformed, renewed, and sanctified. Hebrews 10:10 says, by the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Sanctified means been set apart. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you became sanctified. You became set apart. You're supposed to be different than the world. Amen. You're supposed to be different than the world. You've been set apart as sons and daughters of God to thrive in this earth now. Amen. And to walk in that overflow. So we are now in a kingdom of righteousness, holiness, prosperous, overcomers, more than. Amen. Healed and blessed, victorious. That's the kingdom that we're in. This kingdom we're now part of is a thriving kingdom and not just a surviving kingdom. Why? Because we have been made overcomers. Amen. So we begin to renew. So we have to begin to renew. And this is where a lot of people get saved and stop growing because nobody's telling them the part that they have to play. Jesus has already did his part. Now we have a part. We have to begin to renew and continue to renew and continue to renew and continue to renew our mind to this truth. And you'll never get to the place where you stop renewing your mind. Because the more you renew your mind, the more revelation is revealed to you in the Word of God. Not just a one-time renewal, but a continual renewal of the Word of God, of the mind, from the Word of God. So this continual renewal of the mind is key to living a thriving life and not just a surviving life. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, be not conformed. Another translation is, don't fashion yourself to this world or after this world or this age. Fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs. But be transformed, changed by what? By the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude. So that you may prove for yourself what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Even the thing which is good, acceptable, and perfect in His sight for you. If you don't know what the perfect and acceptable will of God is, He does. Amen. Are you surviving or are you thriving? If we're to grow spiritually, we must desire to take in the sincere milk of the Word. We're going to get into that a little bit right now. In order to grow and renew, to grow in the things of the kingdom that He says that belongs to us, and to thrive in that kingdom while we're here on this earth, to grow spiritually, we must desire to take in the sincere milk of the Word, and that's our part. So there is no other secret to or replacement for true spiritual growth. For the sons and daughters of God, then to acquire the knowledge of Jesus through the reading of the Word for oneself. For oneself. Amen. The Greek term for disciple is, in the New Testament, is M-A-T-H-E-T-E-S, which means more than just a student or learner. A disciple is a follower. Someone who adheres completely to the teachings of the author, making them his rule of life and conduct. We are to adhere, trust, and rely on what is written in here in order to be a disciple of Christ, because a disciple of Christ is a follower, not just a learner. So we as disciples of Christ need to know the one, become intimately acquainted with the one that we are following so we can walk in his footsteps. And when we are walking in the footsteps, being as disciples of Jesus, we will begin to live a thriving life and not just an attitude of surviving just to get by. John 1, 1 and 14 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hebrews 10:7 says, I come in the volume of the book, it is written, Jesus says, to do your will, O God. Amen. The question we must now know to grow spiritually, because as we grow spiritually, I will thrive and prosperous in this life. God provides this simple answer in His Word. 1 Peter 2, 2 and 3 gives us this answer. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. So, if so be you have tasted and seen that the Lord is gracious. The sincere milk of the Word is a must if one is to grow spiritually. That is how we grow. This is our diet. This is our living bread in order to grow spiritually. There is no substitute for the reading of the Word of God in an individual basis. There is no substitute. But exactly what does it mean, desire the sincere milk of the Word? What is the sincere milk of the Word? And as I got to thinking this, we have a new grandbaby that was born in May. His mother is breastfeeding him. And I got to thinking about the sincere milk of the Word. And I got so excited when I began to think of this. Then the Holy Spirit began to prompt me to think about a newborn baby and the way God engineered for it to grow. God placed within the woman a source that generates milk that is pure and originates with her for the purpose of providing her newborn baby the nourishment that it needs to grow, to become strong and mature. Now it gets even better. Sincere or pure milk could therefore be defined as that which comes directly from the source and provides nourishment that produces growth. It's like I said Sunday night, anything that you add to what has already been done, sooner or later is going to get you in trouble. You're going to stop thriving and start just surviving. I'm going to read that again because that was good. Sincere or pure milk of the Word, pure milk could therefore be defined as that which comes directly from the source and provides nourishment that produces growth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So a mother's milk is untouched by the world and can only be corrupted by what the mother takes into her body. Now, from what I understand, I should have went and did more study on this. The mother is only required to eat, is not to eat certain things, because it will cause the milk to not be sincere, pure, as it should be. So if she eats something that should not be, it will be transferred to the baby. So not only does the mother's milk provide nourishment, it also provides, there's so much vitamins, and it's pure and it's undefiled, and it provides the baby with natural antibodies that helps to protect it from germs and illnesses. So that's why they encourage mothers, if they can, to breastfeed their babies, because they're more healthier. They're less prone to illnesses. Why? Because they're getting it straight from the source. Isn't that exciting when you think about it and compare it to this Word? Get it straight from the source. So furthermore, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me about how over the years man has come up with an alternate milk to feed the baby, an alternate nutrition to feed the baby. They have come up with their own version. Today in a modern world, man has created a formula to replace the mother's milk, like infant milk and Similac and all that stuff. It's been 36 years ago before I did any of that, so they may have more now, I don't know. Formula provides an alternative nourishment source to the mother's milk. Now that baby will survive off of that, because a lot of women do not breastfeed anymore because of work and commitment of time and stuff. And it does take that commitment and time for that woman to breastfeed that baby. So, you know, there's been an alternate source that has come along. And how many times have we seen people try to bypass blessings of life that God says that's theirs as His sons and daughters, and tries to get it some other way than the way that God says that, that we can have it. If you'll just put some time into this word and renew your mind to the truth of what this word says, there's no alternative. No alternative to what this word has to teach us and to say to us. Amen. So formula serves as a quick and convenient replacement that relieves the mother from the requirement to constantly available to nurse her children. Man-made has come up with this over the years. These replacements are formulated by some man in some laboratory filled with what they think is best for the nourishment of the baby. And there's a whole lot of preachers standing behind the pulpit this morning that are not preaching the fullness of this gospel. Amen. So let's look at this spiritual comparison that I just talked about of a mother and her baby. The sincere milk can be defined as the word of God that comes directly from the source, who is God, to the individual who is a true believer and, remember, a follower, a disciple of Jesus. So since God is pure and undefiled, the word that originates directly from God is pure and undefiled when it's not affected by outside influence. Outside influence doesn't make the word of God because you can't change it, but it begins to defile our thinking. It begins to mess with our thinking. That's why we have to continually renew our mind to the truth of what this word has to say. Amen. So God's word that comes directly from the pages of the Bible to the person reading it without any external influence can be defined as the sincere milk of the word. And he said, desire the sincere milk of the word that you what? May grow thereby. Reach the spiritual maturity that God says belongs to us and begin to thrive in life and not just survive. And so we're encouraged by the word that as true believers and disciples, we should read the word of God for ourselves and not just what we hear in a couple services during the week. But take that word in during the week. Matthew 4:4, Jesus taught that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 6:11 says, we are taught to pray for the Father to give us this, our daily bread. And in 2 Timothy 2:15, we're encouraged to study to show ourselves approved of God. In Psalms 1, we're encouraged to meditate on the Word. And we're encouraged to read the Word of God for direction and guidance in 1 Timothy. So what is the benefits of getting into the Word for yourself? It will cost you not just to survive in life, but thrive in life, flourish, be prosperous, know who you are as an overcomer. So, and remember, thriving is not the absence of difficulties. Thriving will not make life's problems go away. We're all going to have seasons of difficulties and things as long as we're here in this earth. Amen? But what thriving will do, the difficulties that come in life, you will find yourself not walking under them. Because when you are walking under difficulties, you are just surviving. And you cannot breathe until it passes. But you are walking over them with power. You are walking through them with grace and patience. Amen? You are thriving at this point. You're not allowing the difficulties of life to swallow you up. He says, submit yourself. Come under God's word, that sincere milk of the word. Come under his leadership, his guidance, and his direction. That's what submit means. And something that the Spirit spoke so plainly to me this morning was that so many in the body of Christ are spiritually dehydrated and malnourished because they are only getting one or two spiritual meals a week. And that's when they go to church to hear the word behind the pulpit. You know, when I preach, take notes. Take those notes home. Get into the Word. And find out what I am teaching you is of truth. Amen? Desire the sincere milk of the Word. And when we are daily drinking from that Word and receiving that spiritual nourishment, we won't become dehydrated. We won't become malnourished. Amen. So that is when they are at church to hear the message on Sunday morning or Sunday night. That's the only word so many people are getting. So when we get into that word and make it a part of our life personally, we're giving the Holy Ghost something to work with. But if you're not putting anything in, how can you get anything out, and how can you call to remembrance if there's not anything there to call to remembrance? Amen? The Holy Ghost cannot help you remember something that you've never made a member of your body through studying, your own personal study, your own personal time in the Word. And so God sent the Holy Ghost purposely to be our teacher. John 14, 26 says, but the comforter, the counselor, the helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place to represent me and to act on my behalf, he will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall. He will cause you to recall. Will remind you and bring you to remembrance everything that I have told you. So when we're putting this spiritual nourishment into our body, this sincere milk of the Word that's not been defiled, then when we go through things, we can say, Holy Ghost, recall to my mind what the Word says. Amen. Recall to my mind what your Word says about this particular thing. So God wants us to thrive in life. And not just be in that survival, barely making it mode all the time. Regardless of the circumstances we face in life, God has promised provision for His people who have placed their trust in Him. And what getting into that Word does, it causes you to grow strong, deep roots that when the storms of life come, you're not so easily blown over. But you're able to still stand and you're able to say, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. I thrive even in the midst of whatever may be going on around me. Why? Because I've taken in that sincere milk of the Word. Psalms 92, 12, 15, we find a promise from God. But the godly shall flourish. And remember one of the words of thrive that I said was flourish. But the godly shall flourish, the godly shall thrive like palm trees and grow tall as the cedars of Lebanon. For they are transplanted into God's own garden and under His personal care. See, when you were born again, you were translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. You are living now in the kingdom of God here on this earth. Amen. Now listen, the Lord's own garden under His personal care. Even in old age, they shall produce fruit and be vital and green. There's another translation that says bear fruit. This honors the Lord, exhibits His faithful care. He is our shelter, and there is nothing but goodness in God. Woo! Amen. So what do you think God means when He promises that that people who serve Him will flourish or will thrive like a palm tree? Have you ever thought about a palm tree? Okay? Most species of palm tree grows in desert climates. They tolerate high temperatures, little rainfall, and high winds. And God says, I want you to thrive. I want you to flourish like a palm tree. Like I said a while ago, when the storms of life come, you're not uprooted. Amen? Palms can flourish where other trees would wither and die. But God gives us the promise that if we serve Him, we will thrive, we will flourish, we will prosper. The circumstances around us, God will not keep providing and will not keep us from thriving. That's why it doesn't matter what they say the economy is or what Wall Street does day to day. That's what we don't base our trust in. We don't base our trust in on our retirement or 401k or even our jobs. That God is our provider. And if all of that fails, the children of God are going to be standing tall and taken care of. Amen? So palm trees have a different root system than most other trees. Instead of the roots tapering and becoming smaller as they grow further down and further away from the trunk, palm tree roots stay the same size. Woo! That palm tree is thriving no matter how deep it goes. Amen? They make their root, the roots make their way below the dry, shifting sand to find stability where other trees would not. Build your house on the foundation of the Word and not sink in sand. And when the enemy comes, when the big bad wolf comes, he can't huff and blow your house away. Amen? Why? Because you're standing on a sure foundation, which is the Word of God. Amen? So our roots are in the Spirit and in the Word of God. That's where our roots are. That's why we desire the sincere milk of the Word. So why? So that we can grow and mature, and our roots are growing deep and buried in the Word of God, the foundation of His Word. So unlike most trees that have a woody, dead outer layer, the entire trunk of a palm tree is alive. Allowed it to be very flexible, bending in hurricane force winds that would break other trees. Praise God. Storms will come, but God has promised protection that surrounds us and we will not break. Why? Because our roots grow deep into the Word of God. That's where our root system is. Those that are planted in the house of the Lord, the Word says. We will come through every storm with victory. Psalms 1, 2, and 3 says, but they delight in God and doing everything God wants them to do day and night. They're always meditating on His Word, thinking about ways to follow Him. They are trees along a river bank, bearing luscious fruit each season without fail. Your leaves will never wither, and all they do shall prosper. So my question today, are you just surviving life, hoping to get through another day? Or are you thriving? Because of who you know you are in Christ Jesus. That is where your identity is found. Brianna, that is where your identity is found. Is in who you are as a daughter of God. Not anything that surrounds you or anybody that around you that influences you. Amen. Your identity is found in you, yourself as a daughter of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The circumstances around us will not keep God from providing and will not keep us from thriving in this season of your life. Amen. A thriver is a person who has took the time to be grounded in the Word of God, desiring the sincere milk of the Word that you could grow thereby. So when you go out this week, knowing this is the first day of your week, go out and tell somebody, I'm a thriver. I am a thriver, not just a survivor. Amen. I'm just not surviving life, hoping things will get better in the vine die. We live in an awesome day where God is doing awesome things. What better thing to do except trust and know that God is going to complete that which He has started in you. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Father, we just thank You for Your Word today that You have brought to our attention that we are to be thrivers and not just trying to survive every day, hoping things get better. But You have already made us overcomers. That's a settled thing with You, Lord. That's a settled word with You. We are overcomers. And we're so thankful for that today, to be reminded today that our roots grow deep, that we don't want to be malnourished or dehydrated spiritually, but we want to be watered with Your Word. And as we take in that Word, as we drink in that Word, learning who we are and who what You have done for us, and finding our place in You, Father, in this earth now, that we are blessed to be a blessing, that we are the healed of the Lord, that we are overcomers, that we are prospering in every area of our life. Father, I thank You for those that are in the presence of the sound of My voice, whether by internet or sitting in this place today, that this Word will forever change their life. And Father, I thank You because You've given us the promise that Your Word goes forth, will not come back void, but it will accomplish its purpose. And Father, I just speak blessings over Your people now. I thank You that we are favored, that Your blessings are running to overtake us, that we cannot get away from them, that they are running to overtake us. I speak that these people are, that I speak to You today, that You are highly favored, that You are loved by God, that he is for you and not against you, that you rise above anything that the enemy would throw at you. And like that palm tree, you may rock a little to the left and rock a little to the right, but because you have your roots are grounded in the Word of God, you will not break. You will not break. Hallelujah. But you're going to go with the flow that God has ordained you to go. And Lord, I just thank you for this upcoming week, that whatever we've got planned, that it's already going to be taken care of, because you love us and you watch out for those that are called by your name. In Jesus' name, amen.